What a great deal! Perhaps everything will remain incredible and incomprehensible to him. The paradox alone must always be accepted that the seemingly impossible must continually be attempted. I agree with Siddhartha, our wise friend from the East, who once said, "Words do not express thoughts very well. Everything immediately becomes a little different, a little distorted, a little foolish." And yet it also pleases me and seems right that what is of value and wisdom to one man seems nonsense to another. Even centuries ago, the members and historians of our league recognized and courageously faced up to this difficulty. One of the greatest of them gave expression to it in an immortal verse. "He who travels far will often see things far removed from what he believed was truth. When he talks about it in the fields at home, he is often accused of lying. For the obdurate people will not believe what they do not see and distinctly feel. Inexperience, I believe, will give little credence to my song." This experience has also created the position where, now that publicity is being given to our journey which once roused thousands to ecstasy, it is not only forgotten, but a real taboo is imposed upon its recollection. History is rich in examples of a similar kind. The whole of world history often seems to me nothing more than a picture book which portrays humanity's most powerful and senseless desire, the desire to forget. Does not each generation, by means of suppression, concealment, and ridicule, efface what the